Remember When by Nora Roberts and J.D. Robb. To Mary Kay McComas, who doesn't play a musical instrument, but who is the best of pals. Part 1 by Nora Roberts. Covetous of others' possessions, he was prodigal of his own. Sallust. Who in the world am I? Ah, that's the great puzzle. Lewis Carroll. Chapter 1. A heroic belch of thunder followed the strange little man into the shop. He glanced around apologetically, as if the rude noise was his responsibility rather than nature's, and fumbled a package under his arm so he could close a black-and-white striped umbrella. Both umbrella and man dripped, somewhat mournfully, onto the neat square of mat just inside the door, while the cold spring rain battered the streets and sidewalks on the other side. He stood where he was, as if he wasn't entirely sure of his welcome. Lane turned her head and sent him a smile that held only warmth and easy invitation. It was a look her friends would have called her polite shopkeeper's smile. Well, damn it, she was a polite shopkeeper, and at the moment that label was being sorely tested. If she'd known the rain would bring customers into the store instead of keeping them away, she wouldn't have given Jenny the day off. Not that she minded business. A woman didn't open a store if she didn't want customers, whatever the weather. And a woman didn't open one in small-town USA unless she understood she'd spend as much time chatting, listening, and refereeing debates as she would ringing up sales. And that was fine, Lane thought. That was good. But if Jenny...